lot of fun out there. You know, I think everybody was comfortable with the game plan that we had coming in. Did a lot of things that we hadn't shown in the preseason, and I think everybody executed it, you know, to a T. You know, being able to adapt the offense, you know, as they started to catch on to things and continue to keep them off guard. So I thought everybody did a great job.
Rob, did you get the sense that they were either confused or on their heels? They didn't know what was coming as you started to mix in running the ball and throwing the ball?
I think they just they would see the look and they would think what was coming that we had done previous plays. So they were kind of out of position for our adjustment. So I don't think necessarily they were confused. I think they thought they had it right, and then we would hit them with something else, and that's what you got to do. You know, defenses do it to offenses. You know, you think you got them figured out, and they do something different. And we had some adjustments at halftime that I went out there on the field, and they didn't do the same thing that they did in the first half. So they got us a couple times. We got them a few times, and thankfully we came out on top.
Robert, just going to the line of scrimmage, the first play of the game, crowd's going crazy, you know, 85,000 folks. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was definitely loud, first of all. You know, you can feel it in your body, just the amount of, you know, the loudness. It's crazy, and the guys told me it was going to be like that. You know, the loudest place I've ever played in, but, you know, why not? It's New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's a Superdome. So, you know, we came out, played big in a big arena, a big stage, and did a good job.
Robert, on that first drive, you had a lot of short, quick passes, some bubble screens. How important was that to kind of get you into a rhythm, kind of get your confidence, if – you know, or settle you down, more importantly?
Yeah, I think it's great for any quarterback to get a couple easy passes at the beginning of the game so you can get in rhythm rather than, you know, open it up and chucking it deep every time. And, you know, sometimes you'll do that like we did in a few of the preseason games. But it was definitely great, and it was just they were giving us those looks. It wasn't a called screen or anything like that. It was just another rinky-dink off of the offense that we had. And, you know, it worked the first couple plays, and they started playing it, and it opened up a lot of our other stuff. It was funny, you know, they blitzed on that play, and I was hot, and I was looking to throw to my hot guy, and he got covered. So Pierre was the primary receiver on that, so I had enough time to look back to him and throw it to him. And the one thing receivers, you know, don't like to do, whether how tough they are or not, they don't like to run across the middle for a long period of time. And Pierre ran across the middle, caught it high over the middle, and did a good job finishing the play. So, you know, I commend him for that. This is actually the ball from that touchdown. They gave it to me, you know, first touchdown in the NFL.
You had a perfect passer rating in the first half. Nobody's done that since the merger. Came in and beat the Saints in their own place. You said you weren't going to be nervous, but maybe a little antsy. Could this debut have gone any better for you personally?
Yeah, I mean, we could have scored a few more points, but, you know, nothing's ever perfect. So, you know, there were some passes I wish I had back. You know, there's some plays I wish I had back. You know, falling on a keeper, hitting the running back, or fumbling in on the red zone when we had an open guy for a touchdown. You know, all those things. But, you know, I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. We won the game. We did a good job. So I'm going to be happy about that.
You knew it was going to be special playing in New Orleans with family. What was that like for you now that it's over?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. You know, last night I got to spend some time with some family. You know, Tony was there. He saw us, you know, laughing, giggling. You know, it's good to be around family. You know, I miss that, you know, being away from everyone. And, you know, my parents were extremely happy to see their family as well. And, you know, to have them in their chair and to see all the Redskin fans show up to the Superdome, you know, it was pretty exciting.
Talk about the job that your rookie brother, Alfred Morris, did behind you today. 28 carries, 96 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough day for a running back. Anytime you run the ball 25-plus times and, you know, you're in the upwards of 80 to 90 yards, that's tough yards. That's not, you know, breaking a long run and it pads your stats. He did a great job staying at it. The offensive lineman did a good job staying at it, even when we were getting 1 and 2 yard gains, you know, still having the confidence that we can run the ball. And it opened up some things for us late in the first half and into the second half to help us convert some things.
From the fourth down pass interference in the end zone.
Right.
Was that designed for him up top, or is that just you roll out?
No, that wasn't designed. I mean, I wish we could draw something up that perfect that we get a penalty, but
No, I mean, just in terms of him being your primary read.
Nah, he wasn't the primary read on that play. He got a cloud corner, which you probably don't know what that means, but he covered two. So so he converted his route, and, you know, the primary guy on the route was a fullback sliding underneath. He got bumped by a defensive end coming to tackle me, so I had to just use my speed to get outside. Saw Aldrick, he was one-on-one with the safety. You just got to trust your guys, and I trusted him in that situation, and it paid off.
You've had so many.
He did a great job. You know, we've all known Aldrick's a guy that definitely stepped up through the OTAs and preseason. made a lot of big plays for us. but he definitely did a good job making sure that he was ready, because Pierre had a good game early on, and then once he was sidelined, we had to have a guy step up big, and Al did that.
There was a play in the fourth possession of the game where you had a wide open field, and you elected to throw the football. You scanned the football field, and you hit Santana Moss down the field. Were there times a day where you went through your mindset and said, I am not running the football this time, and I'm going to really scan down the field and make those kind of throws?
I don't know if I thought that. It's just a couple times. Everyone's in my head telling me to stay safe, make sure I stay safe. And a couple times I could have trusted my speed a little bit more and ran. But there's also other guys on that field that want to make plays. And Tana made a big play on that one. So I'm not going to be upset, even though I did have the field and I probably could have picked up a couple yards. Tana made a great play, and it happened, time and time again throughout the game. Fred made one down the sideline. Guys did a good job of just, backyard football.
Were you thinking about Cam Newton when you going into this game, the success he had in the beginning, his first game in his career last year?
Nah, my mind was really clear going into this game. I left my phone back in Virginia, not on purpose, but I was not distracted at all. Really just sat in my room and watched some TV, had time to think about things. And the one thing I don't do is just try to stress about anything or try to go out and try to prove anything to anyone. Just go play. Have fun. It's a game I played for a long time. And the guys in that locker room, I was still a rookie to them. And after this game, they told me I'm not a rookie anymore.
Last one, Murray.
You've had so many good football memories. Where does this one stack up?
Oh, it's at the top. You can win a high school state championship or get there a couple times, win a bowl game in college, do all those things. But to play in the NFL, the pinnacle of it all, and win your first game, to go against a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees, at the end of the game, he told me he was proud of me. That's big for him to say after they just lost a game. So, I respect him for that, and it's definitely number one on my list.